It's impossible to stare up at the great pillars of the Greek Parthenon and the Athenian Acropolis without marveling at all that humanity is and has been capable of. But before they were ever built by human hands, they were simply hunks of gold-tinted marble in a mountainside. Penteli Mountain, to be exact, about a 35-minute drive northeast of Athens, and this mountain may just hold secrets far outside anything humans could ever understand. Let's go back to the 5th century. Massive marble quarries have been found in Penteli Mountain, and mining crews bored deep holes into the rock, dragging it down to Athens below. It was during this process that they discovered something hidden on the southwestern slope of the mountain. It was a cave, 60 meters long and 20 meters high. But that wasn't all. As the miners crept deeper, they found that this cave extended into a series of tunnels snaking throughout the mountain. One of these tunnels led to a hidden underground pool. Another went on and on into the darkness. And of course, the miners began to whisper that this second tunnel must descend all the way to the underworld. Now, this was just the first of many of the paranormal rumors that would soon echo through what became known as the Davalos Cave. The cave immediately became a sacred space, specifically dedicated to the god Pan and his nymphs. When Christianity marched through centuries later, the cave was rebranded as a Christian holy site. Christian hermits and solitary monks moved in, and sometime around the 11th century, two interconnected chapels were even carved directly into the stone there. And both the Pan worshippers and the Christians alike were all drawn to the cave for a reason. Both felt that it had a spiritual tug, a sort of power, and that magnetism, it didn't fade with time. In fact, it may have only gotten stronger. Now, the cave didn't earn its current name until the 19th century, when a Robin Hood-type brigand in the region known as Davalos became associated with the space. While Davalos's head would end up on a pike in 1856, his legend long outlived him, including a story in which Davalos and his gang allegedly used the cave as a hideout, even traversing the tunnels to sneak off and womanize with French noblewomen. Some even say that Davalos's vast stores of treasure still lie hidden in the twisting tunnels of the cave. In the 20th century, rumors of supernatural occurrences spiked. People reported seeing glowing orbs and foggy humanoid figures floating through Davalos Cave, as well as apparitions of bipedal cats. Visitors felt a terrible sense of dread upon entering. Some even suffered panic attacks as soon as they walked inside. And sometimes, music and other sounds would rise up from the deep in the tunnels, and even voices and laughter. And most frightening of all, some people claimed to see goat-like apparitions that appeared in the caves and then vanished when approached. And I can't help but think of those Pan worshippers from centuries ago and their horned, goat-legged god. As time moved forward, UFO sightings became common too. Water and even cars were known to float uphill toward the cave. In the late 1960s, a group of paranormal investigators made a pilgrimage to Penteli Mountain to try and study the strange events. Science fiction writer George Balanos was among them, and he would later publish a book about the experience called The Riddle of Penteli. While there, the group claimed to have seen and felt many of the strange, weird phenomena that I have already mentioned. However, there was one teensy problem, rooted in another paranormal symptom of the cave. It turns out, electrical devices and machines went absolutely haywire when they reached anywhere near the cave opening. And this meant that all of the investigators' cameras, measuring tools, recording devices, and flashlights were rendered unusable. Because of that, it became impossible to gather any actual proof, and the project was ultimately abandoned. Sounds a little convenient to me, but hey, you never know. The strangest account of all, however, had to have been the one reported in April of 1977. A husband and wife, known only to history as Mr. and Mrs. X, and a young friend, Miss M, were hiking near the cave and were amazed to find a car perched on a rocky ledge near the entrance. But here's the thing. It would have been impossible for a car to drive to that spot, given the sharp rocky terrain and the distance from any road. Not only was this car very much there, but it was also completely undamaged by the rocks. And in the snow surrounding the car, the hikers found what looked like footprints, except that they were a meter long and oval-shaped. And oh, they also happened to walk not just across the ground, but up vertical rock faces as well. The hikers returned 3 days in a row to keep investigating and to see if anyone would move the car or return for it, but there it remained. On one of their visits to the car, Miss M wandered away from her married friends toward a dip in the rock obscured by bushes, and then screamed. The couple came running, and Miss M described seeing, in her own words, a white critter, a horrendous white creature with two huge luminous eyes. The weirdness came to a head a few days later on yet another visit to the cave. Seemingly without prompting, Mr. X began screaming and shaking and was rendered unable to speak for a number of minutes. When he finally regained his senses, he described a terrifying vision. For only a fraction of a second, he had seen a gigantic, hairy sphere, as he called it, or a sphere made of thick black smoke, hovering by them and rotating at terrific speeds. Simultaneously, he said that he felt something trying to enter his mind. Suffice to say, they decided that they had had enough after that. Now, if you're thinking that this sounds like a good place for a field trip, I do have to warn you. These days, the cave is greatly damaged. Why? Because during that same year of 1977, a destructive construction project began inside the cave, and this might be its greatest mystery of all. Teams of workers flooded into the tunnels with heavy machinery, and guards stood watch outside to make sure that no one entered. When local police were questioned about it, they said that it was a military project and outside their jurisdiction. Understandably, it was pretty controversial, being both a holy and historic site, but the people of Athens were powerless to stop it. And by it, that is to say, well, no one knows. Because in 1983, the project mysteriously stopped. The site was abandoned, and partially constructed concrete walls, newly dug tunnels, closed up tunnels, and more were all found in the cave, destroying many of its natural features. There are theories aplenty, of course, that it was being turned into a nuclear silo, or a government bunker, or some other kind of top-secret military stronghold. However, architects and archaeologists agree that the space made no sense whatsoever for that sort of thing to be built. And why would they have chosen a historic space that would cause such a stir if the bunker was supposed to be a secret? The predominant theory is a well-worn trope for sure, that the government was secretly investigating the paranormal activity deep within the mountain. But whether or not that is really true, we will most likely never know for sure. Lore Bites are a perk offered only to our Patreon and Apple Podcast paid subscribers, as a thank you for such generous support. Look for new episodes each Wednesday morning. This episode of Lore Bites was produced by me, Aaron Mankey, with writing by Jenna Rose Nethercott and research by Harry Marks, with music by Chad Lawson. Be sure to follow the show on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Just search for Lore Podcast, all one word, and then click that follow button. And when you do, say hi. I like it when people say hi. And as always, thanks for listening.